Everything. When Krishna plays food and all the yogis, again, he was very happy. But he told him, Shimari Narayana had no Anjana Maskara on one eye. Then when you don't have Krishna put Maskara there. कभी बाद में दिया जाता है मसाला उसका बन में और वहीं पर उसको पैरों हाथ से खा जाता है। जब आया एक चोट के नीचे एक की आस में लगा दिया और कृष्ण पर निकलने के लिए जब गया तो हमने देखा कि सारे खाए और एक खाए थे। अरे जब कृष्ण को खा जाएगा इसलिए संसार पकीला को कृष्ण प्राप्त में खाए हुए खाए होकर अथवा पकाकुल को जब कृष्ण ने खदेड़ा तो खदेड़ने से उनका नाम हो गया कबीर वन अथवा कबीर। इस तरह से ये कबीर बनता है। वहीं पर लोकनाथ गोस्वामी और मुगल गोस्वामी सभी कभी आते। लोकनाथ गोस्वामी बहुत दिनों तक वहां पढ़ते रहे। सरोवर के तट पर आप लोग सरोवर के तट पर गए होंगे। वही सरोवर के तट पर ये लोग में बैठ करके गजन कर सकते और मुगल गोस्वामी कभी कभी मार्ग देते उनका भजन स्थान इसको पार करके अदावर नामक ग्राम रास्ते में पड़ता है। अदावर मैंने भद्रापति का स्थान है उसको अदावर करते हैं। बाकी में बिजवारी नामक एक ग्राम है। बिजवारी मैंने कृष्ण अपूर्व जब के मथुरा से आए और कृष्ण बलदेव को लेकर के मथुरा जाने लगे हैं तो गोपियां वहां पर सड़क के आगे खड़ी हो गई। किसी ने लगाम पकड़ लिया किसी ने कुछ कर दिया। कृष्ण ने उनको समझाया बुझाया और फिर जहां वहां से चले जब तक वो रथ देखी खड़ी रही खूब देखा खूब शांत हो गई तो देखने की खातिर भी करो कितनी गोली की गोली से बिजली बिजली आए बिजली की धातु वहां पर गिर पड़ी इसलिए बिजली आए। बाकी मैं तीन पत्थरों को काट लें तीस एक पत्थर कृष्ण ने गोपियों से प्रतिज्ञा की मैं आऊंगा जरूर आऊंगा जरूर आऊंगा मैं कल नहीं तो परसों आऊंगा और शीघ्र आऊंगा। शीघ्र से शीघ्र का आ गया और परसों से परसों से परसों शीघ्र ही मैं आ जाऊंगा परसों से जरूर मैं आ जाऊंगा। अच्छा और नौ वन में विशाखा जी का जन्म स्थान भी है और करहैला में करहैला पार्टी से है। करहैले में लंका किसी किसी का जन्म स्थान है वहीं पर उनके पति रहते थे। पीछे वो लोग ऊंचा गाँव है इसका गांव में ही उपानंद जी का गांव है। कृष्ण के क्या रखते पिता जी के परिवार नंद जी पांच महीने उपानंद अभिनंद नंद सुनंद कृष्ण के प्राण प्यारे के रूप में इनकी रक्षा करते थे मार्गों को जब लोकोत्तर जी की मंदिर के आंखों में इस तरह के करके मंदिर को देवी की जगत्ता का मार्ग मारे उनकी पत्नी का नाम सुंदर था जो राधा कृष्ण को विरत कराती थी और बड़ी चतुर और बड़ी कुशल थी इसके सामने बैठकर आदि काम हो गया
Jatila.
lately. And particularly on Kuti Lady in Java Grant. So this place is worshipped by our Yogi Vaishnavacharya as being the place where all the piety of pastimes of Krishna are staged, and the place from which Srimati Ravichandra's goes out of her mouth to meet with Krishna. Our charges have described, and Srimati Ravichandra has narrated some of those pastimes in his Prashmandal Prakara book. Very wonderful pastimes, especially from Srimati Chakravarti Thakur that he has revealed how Sri Krishna so many times is coming there to the house of Chakriya and making his attempt to meet with Srimati Radhika. So that place, Java Grama, is named after the tree, Java. There's one tree there, which is a very famous tree that Sri Krishna himself was trying to climb into that tree when he could not meet with Srimati Radhika. Sometimes, Chakriya and Kudila, they would be making so many obstacles where she had to leave the house, despite all the attempts of her family and all of her duties, it was somehow rather impossible for her to leave the house. So one time Sri Krishna came there and he climbed up into this tree and he was making the sound of a cuckoo bird, a cuckoo bird. And he was going, cuckoo, cuckoo, in a very sweet voice and very a special way. So even Jatila and Shukila, they heard the sound of Krishna making this sound like a cuckoo bird, and they thought, what an extraordinary cuckoo. We've never heard this sound before. So then even Srimati Radhika decided to go off the journey. And Jatila and Shukila, they said, oh, they said to Srimati Radhika, oh, we have never heard such an extraordinary bird. And Radhika and the Sakis, they also said, yes, we have also never heard. We want to go and teach this bird. So by such a trick, they were able to get the permission of Dracula and go out of the house and meet with Sri Krishna. So this place also, Jyavadra, the name of the Jyavak. Jyavak being a reddish, which was used to apply Srimati Radhika's lotus feet like a red mask. So Sri Krishna sometimes used to take this red mask as his spirit on his hand, on his chest, everywhere. So to support the remembrance of Srimati Radhika, therefore this ground is called Yava Ram. So sometimes Sri Krishna was coming there, but it was very impossible to come because Srimati Radhika had man so intensely, so strong, that it was impossible for Krishna to break her mind. So one time Sri Krishna came there, but he failed in his attempt to break the mind of Srimati Radhika, and then he was going away from there. And then he met Vishakadevi. And Vishakadevi told to him, oh, you should decide yourself as a student, and you should go there and get out. So Sri Krishna, he took out this disguise, and when Sri Krishna takes out any disguise, it's impossible for anyone to tell. He's the most expert in all arts. So when he wants to disguise himself, no one can tell who he is actually. So then Sri Krishna put out this dress of a young student. He had a danda in one hand, and a begging bowl. He had a Brahmin prayer shawl in his chest. He had one book underneath his arm. And he came there with wooden shoes. Now he came very early in the morning time to the house of Jatila. And he was calling out for alms. And he was calling out the name of the Lord Alakshiranjan. And then when Jatila and Jatila heard the calling of this young Brahmin student, they saw him there. But it was very early in the morning, and they were making cow dung patty. So they were not, and they have not been bathed, and they were not clean. So to come to this, before he will give any donation, any alms to any beggar who comes to the door, well, especially a Brahmin beggar, he must be in clean condition. So they went and they asked Srimati Radhika that she would please go there, and she would accept, give alms to this young Brahmin student boy. Shrimati Radhika refused. She said that I will not go in front of anyone except my husband. So then Satyavan Kuti, when they were defeated, and they were thinking, oh no, what will become of us? And then the student, Sri Krishna himself, began to tell, oh, I cannot stay here very long. I can only wait as long as it takes to milk the cow. So then some people became very worried, and she thought, oh, if we do not give all to this good boy, and he goes away without receiving all, our family may be cursed, and someone may die, or our cows may die in our family. So now, the people came into the room of Srimati Radhika again, and very sweetly, she tried to convince her and explain to her, please go there and give some all. So finally, Srimati Radhika agreed. And Srimati Radhika put some like atta flour, wheat flour for making chapatis, and dal, and various other provisions like sabji, and she put it in a big basket. And now she put it in the oven. Not good. Not good, yes, it was not good. These are all raw items. So she put it in a basket, and now she put her veil over her head, and she went to the door with her sakis, Lali Sabhi Shaka and the other sakis all surrounding her. Now she came to the doorway there, and she began to offer these alms to the student boy. So then Sri Krishna decided that the student said, oh, I don't have any need for these kind of alms from you. What I want from you, it will be very valuable to me if you donate to me in my begging bowl, your mind. So then at that moment, she got Radhika. She understood who is this person. And she opened up her veil very slightly, smiling at her, looking at him. Then she took all the contents of her basket and she dumped it on the head of Sri Krishna. And then Sri Krishna became very happy, and he went away from that place, realizing that he had succeeded in bringing the mind of Srimati Radhika. So pretty beautiful girl from that perspective.
So one time, every day, Srimati Radhika, she would go to Nandagam to cook for Sri Krishna because of the definition that the Ravata Rishi had given her, that anything that she cooked would give long life to that person who ate it, would taste like nectar. But Jyotila, she began to be very suspicious, and she didn't like her daughter-in-law every day going to the house of another person to cook for him. So she banned Srimati Radha Rani from going to Nandagam, and at that time, Srimati Radha Rani, she became so unhappy and in separation from Krishna, and Krishna also. So the sakis, they were very disturbed at this situation that Jyotila had made. So then Vishaka, she thought, oh, she thought it was a very good idea that she might be right around, she should say that she had been bitten by a snake, and that she had to quickly find the snake charmer to relieve her of that poison. So Srimati Radhika, she was lying in her room as if suffering deeply from a snake wound, snake bite. And then Jyotila became very anxious. The Vishaka and Lalita, they ran to tell Jyotila what had happened. And immediately Jyotila, she wanted to find someone who would relieve her of the snake poison. But then Srimati Radhika, she said, I will not be seen by any man at all. You cannot bring any man here, because it was suggested that perhaps Krishna himself knew the art of taking away the poison from a snake. But Srimati Radharani said, no, I will not see the face of that person. And then Vishaka, she suggested to Sheila, oh, actually, I have a friend who has just come into the village, and she's the sister of the daughter of Dada Muni, and she has come from Mathura, and she knows the art of taking away the snake poison. So then, Vishaka and Lalita and Josila, they went to the house of Kundalata. They went to the house of Kundalata. And there, yeah, the name of the sister was Dikavali, but of course it was Sri Krishna himself, disguised as the sister. And then, so, the Dikavali, she was approached by Jyotila and Lalita and Vishaka to please come and take away the poison from Srimati Radhika. And initially, Vidyavati was saying, no, no, I cannot possibly come to a house like this. I'm not just some wandering person that goes from house to house. And eventually, Jyotila had to beg very much that Vidyavati would come and take away this poison from Krishna and from Srimati Radhika. So, then Vidyavati, she went to the house of Jyotila to take away the poison from Srimati Radhika. And then she was in the room with all the sati, and she began to gradually massage the body of Srimati Radhika. And when Vidyavati, who was Krishna, came to the breast of Srimati Radhika, he said, oh, now the poison has become very strong. I have to call that snake from Kailash and demand that he come and take away this poison. So, but I have to be alone with Srimati Radhika. So then, Jyotila and Jyotila, they had to leave the room outside. And Krishna, he bolted the door. Vidyavati bolted the door. And then, Krishna, after some hours, he called that snake from Kailash, and he called very loudly, oh, you snake, you come from Kailash, why did you bite Srimati Radhika? And that snake, he answered, he said, actually, I meant to bite Abhimanyu, but I couldn't find Abhimanyu, so I bit Radhika instead because I wanted to punish Jyotila for stopping Srimati Radhika going to the house of Mother Yashoda to cook for Krishna. Because Lord Shiva himself has benefited Radharani with the blessing that her cooking would nourish Krishna. So then the snake was there, and Krishna, or Vidyavati, was saying to the snake, oh, but how will we take this snake poison away from Srimati Radhika? And then Jyotila and Kotila, they were shouting from the door outside, oh no, we will allow Radharani, Srimati Radharani, to go and cook for Mother Yashoda. We will not stop her again. And the snake, he became satisfied with that. And he left, and he took that poison with him. Yes, so Krishna was imitating that snake. So Jyotila and Jyotila, they became very afraid when they thought that the snake was coming to bite. And then, eventually, Jyotila and Jyotila, they came to the room, and Radharani, she was completely cured and satisfied. And then they wanted to reward the Yali. So they wanted to give a new cloth, etc. And then Jyotila, she was thinking that perhaps that poison would come back again in the evening. And with the Yavali, she should stay the night with Shikanti Radharani in the same room just in case. That's make point she came back. So in this way, these pastimes in Java, which are relating to Jyotila and Gotila, we heard today from Kutumati Ganeshwara, how much Jyotila and Gotila are actually acting within the pastimes of Krishna, and should not be just seen as some mundane personality, but they're very important ingredients in the whole arrangement of the rapture between Radha and Krishna. So there are so many pastimes in Java, and this is one of these pastimes.
Thank you.
इंसल्टेंट कोशिश किया कि स्थान में होकर के चंद पहाड़ी होकर के और फिर वहां से लौटे मजबूत के कारण में थोड़ा सा रवि का प्रसंग चल रहा था रवि मैंने भाव और उसका लक्षण भर मैं शुद्ध सत्व विशेष साधना प्रेम साम्यवाद दूसरी चीज का मान प्रेम नकी भाव यदि किसी को रवि हो जाए या भाव हो जाए तो साधकों को जागृत की साधकों को कृष्ण के रूप शब्द स्पर्श ग्रंथ और इन पांच प्रकार के विषयों का मानव कक्षा कृष्ण आपके अंग की श्यामलता अहर और व्यक्ति इत्यादि अंगों की अरुणता मन सहसा वसन पूर्णा मानव संचार रूप में अनुभव करता है वो सारा हो जाता है नेत्रों का संयम अश्रु धारा प्रवाहित होने लगती है जिससे साइन अभिषिक्त हो जाता है की मधुर मुर्गी कली नुकुल और कांति इत्यादि शंकर की ध्वनि मधुर पंच ध्वनि और उनका आदेश सुनने के लिए कारण को टीका मानो कृष्ण भक्ति बजा रहे सुनने जा रहा वो जा रहे तो उनके चरणों का नुकुल बन रहा है उनका आदेश सुनने के लिए जा रहे हैं अभी का आदेश काम को टीका करता कभी कभी कृष्ण के चरण कमलों का कोमल और ग्रंथों का रोमांचित हो जाता है का स्पष्टता करके रोमांचित हो जाता है अब कृष्ण को होता है इस प्रकार उसकी स्थिति हो जाती है अब आगे वाला है अब और कृष्ण भी लेंगे क्या रवि अवस्था परमानंद की अवस्था है रवि आनंद स्वरूप है रचना जिसको रवि हो गई है वो साधक कृष्ण की स्फूर्ति प्रार्थना कर सकते अपार आनंद का अनुभव करता है कभी कभी मधुर माधुर का स्वादन में मस्त हो जाता है और कभी कृष्ण की स्फूर्ति में वर्ष अत्यंत खिन्न होकर के शीतल का रोने लगता है वो ठीक हो जाता है इस प्रकार अंगों में कभी हर्ष आनंद कभी दिशा इत्यादि नाना प्रकार के संचारी भाव निर्वेद विशाल कर्मियों प्राणियों क्रम मत वर्ग संख्या क्रम प्रभावी उन्माद अपर प्रसिद्ध आत्मी योग मृत्यु आवृत्ति दर्शन द्विजा अवहिष्ठा स्मृति निश्चा प्रतिष्ठा मशीन स्थिति आदि ये 33 संचारी भाव उसके अंगों में देखे जाते हैं इस की अवस्था में ऐसी रवि की अवस्था में कोई बहुत जानने पर उसको का लक्षण क्या है देखते हैं उत्पन्न अवस्था का समझकर अनुपाल कृष्ण साक्षात्जा साधना कृष्ण रवि का आविर्भाव तो हुआ है रवि उत्पन्न उसके हृदय में हो गई है किंतु उसके विक्रमित संपूर्ण रूप से दूर नहीं हुए हैं ऐसे कौन साधक है रवि उत्पन्न हो गई किंतु उसके विघ्न कुछ कुछ अवशिष्ट है और उपाक विघ्न और उपाक नहीं दूर हुए हैं किसान परिचित होने पर भी दामोदर की पवित्र गीता वर्तमान है। यह चिंता मत करो क्योंकि तुम्हारे अंगों में प्रतिदिन रोमांच और वैकल्य जैसा नृत्य देखा जा रहा है। ऐसा लगता है छिड़की तुम्हारे हृदय आकाश में अमृत स्थिया का नाश करने वाले कृपा सिंह गुप्त कृष्ण का अवतय होगा। अब मिले कृष्ण सब मिले, कभी कभी रूप का आभास भी मिल जाता है। ऐसे मालूम है कि कृष्ण को देखा, उनको सुना, उनको स्पर्श किया, उनकी मधुर बोली सुन पड़ी। अर्थात भगवत वार्ता श्रवण करने के जब अशुभ प्रभाव निरंतर जानने लगता है तब संसार बंधन के संबंध में चिंता करने की कोई आवश्यकता नहीं है, क्योंकि अशुभ श्रीकृष्ण की स्थिति की बात है और बोलने वाली ये रूप को शामिल करते हैं। अमृत की काफी लंबी है और दूसरी कामनाएं हृदय में नहीं
रहती। जाति वाले जाति
उदाहरण देखो, किंतु अभी भिन्न दूर नहीं है। कहते महाराज सर क्या गलती हो गए थे, किंतु कुछ भिन्न था, वो उसी विघ्न के कारण ही एक व्यक्ति शुरू प्रति आकर्ष होकर के सिंह दर्शन या विघ्न नष्ट होने पर रति और प्रौढ़ हो सत्य परिपक्व होकर के तेज होते ये तीन कभी जाता है वहां से कोई किसी कारण से यहाँ का भी अपराध भी हो सकता है किसी कारण अपराध होने की संभावना नहीं है तो भी अपराध यह रस्ती जगत में बहुत है। इसको साधारण लोग नहीं समझ सकते, वो लोग समझेंगे कि पागल है, मूर्ख है, क्या है, और जो भक्ति तत्व मित्र है वो केवल समझेंगे ये रस्ती कौन सा है। In whom Jati or Vāpati has appeared, with younger remains the trace of some obstacle, and excellent example in bad forms. Even though Rati had a work in the past, because of the presence of some slight obstacle, he became attracted to India and lost three lifetimes. But when that Rati matures into breath, there is no such an obstacle remaining in the heart. And Rati, it may even be that some of them commit an offense and then he will fall down. But his Rati is so extremely rare in this world. And all this.
Your call is disconnected. To make any further calls, please.
So, it would be the key for preaching that. What to your name, what to your name, that's why if you have your living of your individual country, they are the old time devotees in Toro Art in the morning. So if you donate for preaching, it may help for the devotees. So if you want to donate, then preaching that, what to your name, what to your name, in the second chapter, they can contact my contact with me for the other room. One more announcement. Our and we hear the harmonies on the way. 11:08 p.m. So tomorrow morning class, we will restore the harmonies and tomorrow we can gain from our program in morning. 8 p.m. gallery, tomorrow we will come in the program.
One quick announcement, we landed on these forms for the same.